Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Shari Tshuva and Shar Aleph Ois Chav Beis, year number 35, here at the first Seder Beis Medrash. As we are focusing on Tshuva, how to do Tshuva properly, and getting closer, coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're focusing now, turning our attention to understanding Busha. This is the sixth principle of tshuva, to be embarrassed, to feel ashamed of one's behavior. And it's a mile, it's a benefit. He says as follows, the high level of this busha, to be have a feeling of bashfulness, is she kolim ha'odom alavonoisa v'lefnei Hashem yisbarach. A person should feel humiliated that he did averus in front of Hashem. The same humiliation we have right now, we're walking out over here, this part of the world, in the snow, we walk mamish like baby steps. You take baby steps, hopefully, with Siyat Shemaya, a person won't fall on the slippery ice and the snow. A person does fall, and the people around, he gets very embarrassed. After he realizes no one's there to see him, then he focuses on his pain. But the emotional pain comes before the physical pain. This is what we have to work on, and Rabbi Yonah is focusing this point now to educate us. How do we attain this piece and next piece, this feeling of busha in front of Hashem, the same way we had this feeling of busha in front of a person? Like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told this Talmidim we mentioned in the previous piece, B'shas Misasa, when he was on his deathbed, Gemara in Brachas Daf Chav Ches tells us that he told his Talmidim, when they asked, Rebbe, teach us one last thing, what are you going to leave us with? And he said, you should feel embarrassed of Hashem when you do something wrong, like you're embarrassed in front of people. That's already a high madrega to strive for and to reach. What is this klima? What is this humiliation? It's a hargosha babusha vishtanus ziv ponov. It's a tangible feeling of shame. Hargosha babusha vishtanus ziv ponov. To the point where a person's face changes. Imagine a person davens a Shemoneh Esrei and he says, Slach lonu avinu ki chatanu, he hits his chest. Imagine his face changes colors when he's doing this in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he realizes he's admitting what he did wrong, and he realizes, Hashem, you know what I did wrong. You saw what I did wrong. Imagine the madrega, the kapara, the person will attain when he's able to feel that busha that he's standing in front of Hashem. Slach lonu avinu ki chatanu, mechalo makinu ki fashanu. Furthermore, another way, says Rabbi Yonah, for a person to develop this feeling of embarrassment in front of Hashem is that we know what we did wrong. And what does Hashem do in response? Hashem is marich af, Hashem is patient. Hashem continues to give us oxygen and to breathe, and gives us our eyesight, and gives us our hearing, and our sense of taste, and smell, and our touch, and we can move our joints, and we can walk and move, and everything is working. What did we do? Well, we violated the Ratzon Hashem. And if we contemplate and think about this, it should build in person, it should develop a greater sense of embarrassment. For Hashem is giving him good, and how is he repaid back? By doing wrong. By violating the Ratzon Hashem.
V'loi kichato v'asoloi v'loi kavoinoisov gomalov.
and Hashem is not repaying the person according to his averus that he did. Yosef Busho Chlima, this should create a greater feeling of embarrassment. And the person should say to himself the following: one who sins and rebels against the king of flesh and blood, and the king forgives him, what's the person's reaction? The person would be embarrassed. Much more so, a person should be embarrassed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly gives us, he constantly bestows kindness upon us, day after day. And why? What did we do to deserve it? We didn't fulfill the Ratzon Hashem properly. We're going to stop here, Mitzvah Hashem. Tomorrow we'll pick up with a mashal. It's not just a mashal, but a lesson. We learned this from Shaul HaMelech.